Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
But also, we're joined by an absolute legend of the game in Phil Waugh. Waugh-y, welcome to the show and go on SEN, my friend.
It's great to be making my debut with you fine young gentlemen, so thanks for having me on.
Mate, good to have you. Mate, Waugh-y, firstly, we've got to get straight into it. What did you make of the Wallabies' performance last night?
Oh, it's probably a bit scratchy. I think everyone was probably a little bit disappointed with the outcome. And Paddington, Surry Hills, Moore Park was on fire from about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and a really good atmosphere around the SCG, and a real spectacle around the game. And then look, the Wallabies had their chances early, and as you know, Drew, when you've got your chances, particularly against an English side, you've got to nail those chances and turn it into points. And we gave up those chances. England sort of climbed their way back into it, and then it was sort of a bit of an uphill battle from there, and had a chance probably in the last 10 to 15 minutes to close it out with a try. But just, the defence from England was pretty impressive. So all in all, it was probably a missed opportunity for what could have been a really good night for rugby.
Hey, Waugh-y, I mean, you sit on the board now for Rugby Australia. You must be pretty chuffed with how this series panned out, the eyeballs on the game and the quality of game that was out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a really good feel about the game at the moment. I think, obviously, the announcement of the 27 World Cup bid win and the 29 for the women's has really put a spring in everyone's step. And if you think about France in 23 next year, and then the Lions in 25, and then home World Cup in 27, then Women's World Cup in 29, and then you have the Olympics in between, it's actually a really good decade of rugby for everyone. So it's a really good opportunity. And the Wallabies and the Waratahs did a really good job of this in the Super Rugby, just sort of winning the hearts and minds of the spectators. And that's why last night would have been great to close out with a victory, and everyone walks away feeling really positive about the game. But there's still a lot to like about the way the Wallabies are going about their work. They've had a lot of injuries. Now, 2 years ago, probably couldn't have fielded as strong a team had they had that number of injuries. So a fair bit of depth coming through, but just need to get into that winning habit.
And Waugh-y, a new inclusion this year has been the Australia A program. How important is that? You just mentioned like a couple of years ago, we probably couldn't have fielded that team. How do you feel that is impacting on the professional game?
Yeah, it's always been an important part. I think I remember playing, we beat the British and Irish Lions in 2001, on a Wednesday night in Gosford. And it really is sort of the breeding ground of a lot of good players coming through and gives them that exposure. And particularly when they're playing against Samoa and Fiji and Tonga, in the Pacific Islands, and they're all strong outfits as well. So again, just builds that depth, give guys a little bit more exposure at that next level rather than going back to club rugby. But fortunately, I think now everyone gets the opportunity to go back and play in the community and play with their clubs, which is equally as important. But it really does just give players that extra high level of game time, which we saw Hodge come into the game last night. He's been playing with Australia A and others that Wilson as well. So others that when you've got injuries in the Wallabies, haven't necessarily been in the squad, and then they come out of the Australia A program with game time under their belt, and they can slot into the team seamlessly.
Well, now, you used to like getting right amongst the rough and tough stuff. And there's been a bit of niggle in this series. Johnny Hill, the English lock in particular, getting involved. How would you have reacted if you had your hair pulled like Darcy Swain did from Johnny Hill in the second game? Or the first game, rather?
I must have had too much pulled, because there's not much left on my head anymore. But I think, when I was playing, we didn't have the TMO coming in for every breakdown. Otherwise, I would have spent more time off the field than on it. But I think everyone enjoys the niggle. I genuinely think the State of Origin spectacle on Wednesday night would have put a lot of feeling into last night's game as well, because it was everyone loves seeing passion out the field, and There's a fair bit of niggle, but unfortunately, sort of Darcy sort of fell for it, and it's a pretty innocuous little head tap, but that's all it takes. And so, probably a level of criticism or observation. We just sort of don't seem to be winning those niggling battles and the battles of winning the referees over as well. So, we saw in Europe last year, we probably should have won games up there in Europe that we lost just on the back of a little bit of ill discipline. So we just need to get a little bit smarter there. And, look at the great teams that that have been very successful over a long period of time. It's been those ones that have been able to work with the referee and get a better outcome on the back of refereeing decisions. So I think that is really an area of improvement for our guys to work on.
Mate, you may have just come up with something. Maybe there's space for a niggle consultant within the squad. Would you come in and help the guys? Firstly, how to niggle, but then also how to deal with the niggle?
Oh, mate, I'd be the best. I spent over a decade doing that.
If there's ever a role,
it's actually a really important part of the game, and obviously the best players are those that Richie or Cornet Krieger or some of the best in the game were those that got away with it for a long period, but they always know when to step back, but also know how to irritate the opposition to get the best outcome for their team. Mm,
yeah, absolutely, and there's plenty of niggle in this studio sometimes as well, Worry. I assure you that it's not easy doing the show with Drew on Sunday mornings, but. I wanted to ask you quickly about the Waratahs next season as well, Worry. I know that you spent your entire career with the Tars in Super Rugby. How do you think they're going to be shaping up next year after a surprisingly successful year this year?
Yeah, look, I think that again, it's all about driving a strong culture. I think Darren Coleman's done a really good job of delivering that culture and all the players having buy-in. And you can see now players wanting to come back and play for the Waratahs. And great to have Curtly Beale coming back to Sydney, and think about the audience that we managed to get at Leichhardt, and with the new stadium coming on board, and think about Surry Hills and Paddington and Moore Park last night, and the vibe that had around it. I think it's going to be a really good opportunity for Sydney and rugby in Sydney and the Waratahs. So I think they're actually in a really good space, and obviously the Trans Tasman competition is heating up as well, so I'm actually pretty optimistic about the Waratahs. And the best thing is that players genuinely want to come back and put on the sky blue jersey, which that's the most important thing. And then that then encourages fans and gets the fan buy-in, and still going to come back to that sort of connectivity with the community and the clubs, and how does everyone get on board right from club rugby right through to the Waratahs, and then obviously what we saw last night.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Phil Waugh, thank you so much for joining us on the Show and Go this morning, mate. And good luck for the rest of the Wallaby season as well. I know you'll be out there supporting and getting behind the game, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.